Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Brahms' G major sextet is my personal favorite because I think it's one of the most sublime, not only work of you know Western music, but it's also one of the most, I would say, inward and most intimate work of Brahms. And I always loved it. And I grew up, I learned the piece with Isaac Stern, who was really my hero. And so it's wonderful for me to be able to program that. And this time I really picked my favorite players to join me. And that's my prerogative as a music director. In a piece like Brahms' Sextet, you have to imagine six players come from very different backgrounds, not only in musical training and thought, but also in their personal experience with that particular sextet. So you may have six very different opinions.
That's nice to hear there.
But this is when a certain friendship can make a big difference, is that you're willing to make the compromise and willing to listen to what your colleague has to say.
Would you like to hear the beginning? Mark 29, is that right?
Maybe a suggestion that may not be to your liking initially, but if you're willing to try, you might find it very appealing, and it might take a day or two for you to digest that particular new approach, and that you may reject it in the end. Then you seek a new set of compromises, but it might open up a whole new possibility for your next performance. So the trick in a rehearsal situation is not to get bogged down with six people all yelling at each other. That just doesn't help matters at all. But it's to really pinpoint the most, I would say, the most crucial places and fix them. Because often when you're playing, you don't need to stop and discuss or verbalize any differences. Sometimes you have to just listen carefully to what a colleague is doing and react to that, or to do something that will enhance that, or to give that particular interpretation or interpretive approach an equal answer. You know, a lot of chamber music is really give and take. And when in a performance, after all it's all said and done, you just let your instincts take over in the performance. And that's when things can become really beautiful for everyone concerned. Because, you know, if you click in with all your colleagues, it's really a blissful experience.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.